Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And the train just keeps on rolling. Just keeps on rolling. Of course, you did have Hunter Brown on the mound. So, big advantage for the Astros last night as they win it 5-2. Hunter did give up the home run. Is it me or do all the Rockies... The Rockies have a look, don't they? They all look the same. They all look like skinny white guys with, you know, that... They all look like they're from Kincaid or Episcopal. They just, I don't know. But, you know, one of them, I don't know which one, Mickey Moniak or Tyler Freeman or Goodman or what. One of them homered yesterday.
Moniak, yep.
And it was like, well, I knew Hunter would give up. In Colorado, you got to give, there's something. They're going to score somehow, some way. It's just impossible to keep the ball out of the stands. And that was, you know, that kind of sucks. His ERA goes up because he's facing the worst team in baseball. But that's what happens in Colorado. It's now 10 series wins and 2 series ties in their last 12 series.
Well, most importantly, Hunter Brown actually got a win.
He got the win.
Thanks to
that?
The three-run sixth, he got the win. He only went 6 innings. He came out in the bottom, finished that inning, and got the win. But they needed to put the 3 on the board in the 6. You had some back-to-back hits, including Cam Smith, a little rocket up the middle that hit the pitcher, hit Bird, and it still turned into a hit. But, I mean, he slapped it. That was going to be a shot and hit off Bird's foot, went it flying into the infield. Jose Altuve, before that, was a real hero with a two-run single. With 2 outs in that inning, but
it's what they do. 2 outs,
2 out runs, 3 2 out runs in the 6th, and that was it, man. That's all they scored. They scored 2 different times. They scored in 3 different times. They got 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd. They got 3 in the 6th, and Hunter Brown finally gets a win after three straight no decisions. He gets a win and goes to 9-3.
Well, they finally scored some runs for him. I mean, I feel good for Shea Whitcomb. You know, normally, and this is what we've seen it. Cooper Hummel comes up, put him out there, get on out there.
Yeah, he had a couple hits yesterday too.
Shea Whitcomb comes up, and they're like, just sit here for about 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll get you in once in a while. And then the kid hits his home run. I mean, he was on fire in the minors. He was, I don't know how many. It was ridiculous how many homers he had when he was called up, and then he just sat there for forever. And then they go, okay, now you can play. And he plays, and he hits his first major league homer. That was neat.
It's his first hit, too, this year.
Yeah.
I mean he's 1 of 13 with a home run, 6 strikeouts, no walks. He's really struggled.
Really hard, though, what the way, you know. I mean,
well, right. But he looks like a guy who just is going to be one of those really good minor leaguers who's just not a very good major leaguer. But, you know, getting that first home run is a big deal. It's a big deal for him. And no matter what he ends up doing for the rest of his career. But he's a guy that's, you know, there's injuries. I mean, the Astros now had their 15th player go on the IL yesterday. And so they lead the league in players on the IL right now with 15. It was 14 going into the game. And Guillerme got put on there yesterday, so now we're at 15. I don't even remember how he got hurt, but he got hurt somehow. So he's Jeremy? On there.
He and got then, hit in the ribs.
What's that?
He got hit in the ribs by a pitch.
Oh, is that how he got hurt?
Yeah, Friday night, yeah.
Oh, that's why they brought him up, because Jake Myers got hit in the ribs. That's when they brought it up, was when Jake Myers got hit in the ribs with a pitch. And they're like, uh-oh. I mean, Jeremy Pena got hit in the ribs with a pitch. Two players go on IL after getting hit in the ribs with a pitch. And then Jake Myers gets plunked in the ribs yesterday, too. And it obviously did not feel great for Jake.
No.
We'll see if there's any residual there with Jake, if we find out something today.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden they say, Jake's out, too.
Well, and this team, it is incredible. Jeremy Branham made a point. He's like, look at this line. Look at the guys that they have up. Look at the pitchers that they have. Look at the hitters that are at the plate. I mean, Espada, and you just continue to win. You've got the third best record in baseball. Espada's got to be manager of the year. I know AJ's going to get a lot of love for Detroit, you know, being as good as they are, but I don't know that anybody's doing a better job than Espada.
AJ oversaw a cheating scandal. He can't win. He oversaw a cheating scandal.
Yeah, they're probably cheating again. Detroit's probably cheating again.
You can't let him off the hook.
Yeah, well, he threw it. You remember he did break a computer or something.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
You remember? Yeah, something like that. He did something like that. He threw over the food or something, whatever. But Espada is doing it's magical what this team is doing, how they're winning. Now they are playing the Rockies, so we're gonna everybody's beating up on the Rockies, but they're beating up on the Cubs and the Phillies and the Rockies, and now they got the Dodgers coming up, and they've got a great record. With these guys, with the Whitcombs and the Cooper Hummels and a rookie in right field that's, like, incredible. It's amazing what they're doing. And, oh, by the way, big ups. Jose Altuve passes Jeff Bagwell on the Astros' all-time hit list. Bagwell couldn't have been better about it. He was called and he said, come on, this is nothing. This guy, he's going for 3,000. I'm just a stop along the way. This is no big deal. This guy's got bigger things to do than pass me, which was cool. And he talked about the person that Jose Altuve. And I don't think that's talked about enough. You know, he's not only one of the, if not the greatest Astro ever, but the person that he is. Jose Altuve deserves all of the accolades that he gets. I know he gets he's the face of the scandal. He's also one a great, great, great person. So there's not enough accolades out there for Jose Altuve, and I don't know that we give him, you know, enough love.
Oh, you don't think?
Sure. I don't know.
I mean, we call him the greatest Astro ever. That's about as high praise as it gets.
Yeah,
talk about he's the most clutch ever. Like he's up there with the LeJuan. I feel like I give him enough praise. Maybe you're hard on him. But I give him enough praise.
I give him all the
I'm
love.
Like, Olajuwon, Altuve, greatest ever. I mean, I can't go any higher than that.
Yeah.
And great person.
Yeah, and that's not. They're chanting F. Altuve while he's signing autographs for Yankee kids.
No.
You know, fans, the fans out there. I mean, it just is, he can't be a better guy. That is so good. He had the bunt single. He did get Jake the third on the play with one out, and he scored the run, which was nice. I just don't like him bunting with runners on. I don't know. But he did get the Jose Altuve knows maybe a thing or two more about baseball than I do. So he's passed Jeff Bagwell. He needs 600 plus hits to get to 3,000. Does he get there?
600 plus, yeah, he gets there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, he's going to have to be healthy for 5 years.
Yeah, it's going to take him 4+.
Now, here's the tricky part, though. You know, I'm not sure accolades drives him. I'm not sure milestones, all-star games, none of that. I don't think that really drives him. That's the kind of, I don't want to say scary part, but that's the part that you have to factor in is, Jose Altuve doesn't need to get to a certain number to feel validation or anything like that. I mean, Jose Altuve may say, no, I want to play like three more years, and that's fine. I don't care if I get to 3,000. I could totally see him being that kind of guy where he's not like, I want 3,000 for my, you know, for my legacy. I don't think he says that at all. I think Jose Altuve says, I'll play until I just feel like I'm not healthy enough to play, and then I'll stop. I don't think he's going to just chase a number, especially if he's not playing well.
Yeah. No,
as long as he's playing well, he'll keep playing.
Yep.
But I don't think he's going to try to, you know, I don't think he's going to try to get to a number for us. I don't think that's going to be the case.
You know, I don't care. I don't think he cares about that.
I don't either, yeah.
I don't think he cares about that. But, yeah, I mean, here's the thing is, you know, where is he? If Jordan comes, when Jordan does come back in the years ahead, whenever that is, you know, he's going to be the DH. And Altuve is going to be in the field. His skills at second, they have eroded just a little. They have.
They have.
Yeah.
You see that Wilkins guy. Almost beat out a ground ball to second to Jose Altuve, almost beat it out on the infield?
I know.
Like, what the hell?
No. That was a little scary. Jose, and the other night, he came in on a ball that was, they had it an error. Maybe it was the other day game, and he came in and tried to catch it in the air and didn't, and they had it as an error, and then they gave him a hit on it, which was probably not a hit. But the Astros, you know, they tried to move him to a left field. That ain't happening. I think that was not a very successful move. And here he is just continuing to hit and be the leader in that locker room. The All-Star starters were announced yesterday, and did Jeremy Peña get ripped off?
By the fans?
By the fans.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, in every category except batting average and on bases, okay, Jacob Wilson's hitting .339, and Jeremy's hitting .322. On base, .380 to .378. Number of hits, 108 to 102, and RBIs, they're tied at 40. Every other thing, WAR, Jeremy's a 4.5. Okay, he's in every category, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, he's better. He's better than Jacob Wilson. I don't know how, and this is the A's. They're playing in Sacramento in a minor league park, and the fans are all on board with Jacob Wilson as opposed to the guy who's second in the league in WAR. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't know that Jeremy would be able to play because of his rib, but Jeremy Peña should have been an All-Star starter.
Jeremy Peña deserves to be in a list of top, you know, six MVP candidates, more than likely, in the American League, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have enough from a home run standpoint. He's got the OPS, he's got the defense, and he's got the team wins. So Jeremy Peña deserves to be considered for way more than All-Star. But, yeah, Jeremy Peña is an All-Star without question. He'll be named for the team.
I mean, he's an All-Star.
I don't know if he does play, though. You're right. I don't know that he plays, but it's a great honor. I would love for him to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Fourth year in the league, he goes to the All-Star game, kind of like Alperen Şengün.
See? Yeah, as opposed to Altuve, he will go.
He's our Alperen Şengün of baseball. He'll absolutely go.
Yeah. I mean, as long as the rib thing might keep him out of it. But other than that, he should, you know, he absolutely should go. He absolutely should go. I know Jose Altuve's been there, done that. He don't need that anymore. But Jeremy Peña, that's an experience young guys should all, if they get there. And it's, you know, this is the first time in a while that a rookie shortstop is starting the All-Star game, I guess since Ron Hansen from the Orioles back in 1960. So Jacob Wilson, well, I guess he plays video games, so he's a good baseball. He's good at hitting baseballs. You know, congratulations. He robbed it. It's robbery from Jeremy Peña, but congratulations to him. I think those two guys will be, you know, man, you talk about the position being pretty strong for years to come. That shortstop's pretty good. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, I mean we're I was wondering, like, am I missing something? How does Bobby Witt Jr. We're talking about Jeremy Pena. Witt and Pena and Wilson are all all-star. I mean, that's a loaded position this year in the American League.
Yep.
It's a loaded position. And those other two guys will be named as well. There's no way Jeremy gets screwed over. I'm interested to see how the rest of the team shakes out, because Hunter Brown's going to be on there. There's no way Hunter Brown is not. And Josh Hader is going to be on there. I think that's it. I think it stops right there. I don't think we'll see Abreu get on there. I think it will be three. Because remember, everyone's got to have an all-star. So.
What about Fromber?
No, I don't. Well,
I mean,
it's pretty loaded in the American League. No, I don't think so. Crochet will be on there.
That's a lot of pitchers, so
maybe DeGrom. Scubel is going to be on there. No, I don't think Fromber gets on, and Fromber deserves it too.
Fromber does deserve it.
We can't have four. They're not going to give you four Astros. What are you talking about?
They're the third best team in all of baseball.
They're not going to give you four Astros. We still haven't been punished enough.
It should be six. Abreu and Jake Meyers.
God willing, it's zero, so that we're punished for those trash can things that happened 8 years ago.
Right. We gotta.
God willing.
Well, if you want to punish people, if you have an accident, call John Daspit.
he will. If the insurance company wants to act up, John Daspit's going to punish them. And the insurance company has a job to do. If you're injured out on a roadway, if you're injured at the workplace, you can be injured at the workplace, and they have insurance there at the workplace. You know, you're working a job. Some people work jobs that have some danger that comes included. You don't need to have a company that's negligent in terms of their safety standards. And when that's the case, John Daspit has to step in sometimes, because those people, if you're at a dangerous job and you're injured because the safety standards were negligent or because someone didn't do their job to make it safe for you, you know, a lot of times that's going to be pretty serious injury. And so you need someone like John Daspin on your side, because the first thing insurance is going to do is get to you, tell you they're going to write you a check. How are you? Is everything good? We want to make sure we get this taken care of. And you're going to think they're really on your side, but I promise you they're not on your side. They're on the side of the company, of the employer who pays for their services. And those lawyers for the insurance company are trying to get to the best bottom line dollar for their client, not for what's right for you. John Daspit's looking out for you. He's going to passionately pursue justice for the injured. So whether it is, you know, if it's a, and he does this with loss of life, unfortunately, where he has to step in and make sure that a family is well taken care of. But he's going to fight for you and fight hard for you and make sure that he does not settle for something that's substandard. He's going to make sure that all of his lawyers fight for the best settlements for you, because you are their client, not the insurance company. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've got, this is July 3rd. We're off tomorrow. But by the way, we are at Landry's down in Galveston today, and you have a chance to go and register for those two electric bikes. And let's go. Get on them. Get on over there to Landry's. Sign up. And this is over a $4,000 value. So if you're looking for a great way to pick up a couple from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, $4,000 value. The broadcast is at Landry Seafood House in Galveston from noon until 6 today. So if you are in the neighborhood, or even if you're not in the neighborhood, get down there. Sign up. And the grand prize of the summer is a pair of brand new e-bikes. That's today at Landry. So get on over there. Let's go. Let's pick up a couple of e-bikes.
You know, I went and looked at, just out of kind of curiosity. I mean, I could use an e-bike, but I don't really need one. But I was just trying to come up with reasons that I should get one. Mm-hmm. And because I went to the website, and they are awesome. And if you're getting a $4,000 value, you're getting some badass bikes. And some badass e-bikes. So for two e-bikes at a total of $4,000, you're getting some of the best they have. That's definitely worth getting out there and signing up for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I don't know who is Diogo Jota. Do you know him from Liverpool? He died in a car crash.
Jota,
okay. He died in a car crash.
Yeah,
Jota. Well, but a J is usually an H sound, isn't it?
Well, the way you said it, it's a different word altogether.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's how the J is pronounced.
That's an ugly word.
It's an ugly word.
Is that not Diego, how the J is pronounced?
Not for him. It's Diego Jota.
Okay.
Yeah, I would change it, too, if I were.
Oh, so you think it's a change? Okay.
I don't know, but I just know how. I've watched enough Liverpool to know how they say his name.
Oh, alongside with his brother, Andre Silva, in a car crash. Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
car caught on fire, is what they're saying.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Big soccer note for the U.S. They are in the CONCACAF finals, and they're taking on El
Tri. I already got them winning it. Okay.
Well, they're taking on El Tri. They had Diego Luna with – is it Diego? No, it's not Diego Luna.
It is Diego
Luna. It's Diego.
Yes.
He scored – one of the better young American players in the MLS scored twice. His second goal was like stepovers and around. It was super impressive. And he got back-to-back goals fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. took a 2-0 lead against Guatemala, and that was all she wrote.
He is one of those guys – I don't know his background. I'm just looking him up right now. He is one of those guys who people would say the U.S. national team would miss on because he didn't come through one of their traditional academies. He is of Mexican descent. You watch him play. He's got dyed blonde hair, tattoos everywhere.
That sounds like I want him.
He's got
Mexican descent, dyed blonde hair, tattoos.
He's got neck tattoos.
Let's go. Yep. Check.
He is not the epitome of what we have seen from the U.S. He's like a little dude. He's like 5'8". Doesn't fit the profile of someone they would just pick out and go, okay.
Some milquetoast guy who will get eliminated in the second round.
Possibly. Yeah. But he doesn't fit the profile of a guy you would think they would go grab and say, hey, you fit what we're looking for. But he's got a shot because all the big guys aren't playing. He scored 3 goals in the last 2 games. Scored 2 yesterday.
He should make the national team, but we'll find out. Well, the final, and the reason I bring that up, the final, and this is, we're going to have David Fletcher on from Lone Star Entertainment. There's tickets available for this on Sunday. Sunday at 6 o'clock here in Houston is going to be the USA and Mexico at the CONCACAF Gold Cup Finals. And this is that is always a rowdy, rowdy atmosphere when the U.S. takes on Mexico. So this should be, I would imagine, I mean, there's still tickets available, I know for a fact, but this should be a really awesome environment between those two sides. There is no love lost between the teams, the fan bases, and it gets a little chippy on the pitch.
Where
you have Mexico playing
here?
Here in Houston.
Yeah,
yeah.
The finals here. Perfect setup for the organizers here. El Tri versus the U.S.
Oh, it couldn't have gone any better.
Yeah,
the nightmare was Honduras versus Guatemala.
Yeah, or the U.S. even just losing to Canada if Canada had beat Guatemala. So you get the premier matchup in CONCACAF one more time, and it's a U.S. team who came in with not a lot of joy surrounding them. Controversy beyond. Just even you talk about the big players who aren't around. Controversy there. They didn't play well leading up into the tournament, and they have scrapped their way into a final against their continental rivals. So we'll see what happens here.
No wonder you needed a number from me yesterday.
Yeah, I want to get them on. No, not for the tickets, but I want to get them on to get this thing sold. I want to get it sold out.
Oh, I can't imagine that won't.
I already bought tickets, Jota.
Whoa.
I'm allowed to say that, right?
Whoa, I don't think you
Diego?
Should.
Wow.
It's Diego?
It's Jota.
Wow.
Diego Jota.
I don't think you should be calling people that.
Jota.
Jay. I know.
What does it mean? What's the problem? What's the problem?
I don't know
that. What? Jota?
Yeah.
Jota's different than
Diego?
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, put an O on the end and you got
I didn't put an
a
O
real
on the end.
Slur.
I didn't put an O on the end, though, did I?
But yeah. You said it in the way that you were trying to put an O on the
end.
No, some of us buy our tickets, John. I bought my tickets from Ticketmaster before I even knew who was going to be in because I'm bringing Alec for his birthday.
Okay. All right. Alec's
turning
that's
21.
That's not how I would have gone about it, but okay.
I know. You would have asked him for freebies.
Yes.
I said, no, how about I support Lone Star Entertainment and the city of Houston and take my son to a take my son to an event. It wasn't cheap. The tickets weren't cheap. They're about $200 mm-hmm. a piece after everything was all said and done. A couple tickets for lower level. So it's not, and it, now the tickets are going to be worth even, I think, even more than that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always going to be. I mean, I would imagine, I would imagine it's going to, who will have more fans?
Oh, Mexico.
Yeah. It's going to be Mexico price.
Wow, are you kidding me?
Oh, no, it always is.
U.S. is, it's a unique thing for them. When they play a team from a Spanish-speaking country on this side of the world, they're generally out. The fans are generally outmatched or overmatched by the opponents.
There are more Mexican soccer fans in this area than there are U.S. men's national
team. I forgot where the game was last night, but a couple of the commentators, Hercules Gomez, former U.S. international, said rolling up to the stadium, they predicted 60-40 Guatemala. As they were walking to the stadium, they said it felt more like 90-10.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's Mexican.
Wow.
Going to the CONCACAF last year, like, it's amazing how many Colombians were here, how many Argentinians. It is astonishing, the international presence.
Well, last year
here in this city.
Well, last year
that wasn't CONCACAF.
It was a Copa America.
Yeah, Copa America,
which is their tournament that they decided to play here.
Astonishing, the international community that's in the city of Houston. I mean, Argentinians were huge. The Colombians were huge amount. The Chileans were okay. Or is it? No, it wasn't Chile. It was Costa Rica. Costa Rica had a pretty decent following. But I went to two of the matches. I went to a Colombian match, and I went to the Argentinian match, and it's like, it's astonishing how many are here. But Mexican soccer fans, forget about it. You're right. It's probably going to be, I'd say best case scenario is 65-35 Mexico.
If the U.S. is lucky.
Best case scenario. Yeah. The Mexican soccer fans are ravenous.
Yeah, the history of this particular match is the U.S., when they played, let's say, in warmer climates in the country where there was a heavier Latin community, it would become a road game. That's why, as the U.S. became a better team in CONCACAF, they would play their games against Mexico in like Columbus in December for World Cup qualifying, because it's actually a home field advantage as opposed to playing. And they used to play for tickets. Like, you obviously put the game in the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl, mostly the Rose Bowl in L.A. You get a lot of people there, but it's mostly going to be Mexican Americans or just Mexicans, period. Then they were like, hey, you know what would be best if we actually won these games? So they started moving them to places where there's a less strong Mexican community. But this is a Gold Cup. It's handled by CONCACAF, not the U.S. Soccer Federation. So they'll put it where the tickets will sell, and Houston's a place tickets will sell. So, John, if you're watching the game from your palatial estate, if you look into the crowd in the city you love, the U.S. may get 30% of the fans.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of speaks, though, to, I mean, the passion of the Spanish-speaking countries when it comes to soccer. I mean, this is their NFL. But it also speaks to the fact that it's still, you don't still have the ravenous, like, you know, it's still, the fan base is not caught up in this country. And that's going to take a long time. Frankly, it's going to take you winning some, you know, the city of Houston is anyway. You got to win for us to come out. Like, you don't expect us to come out and support a bunch of losers, do you, in Houston? You got to win at a high level, and then we'll go buy your T-shirts. Then we'll bedazzle our Astros jerseys and act like we've been fans forever.
Yeah. All right.
I want to ask you two something as sports fans, but single men or married men, about the bedazzling and whether that will be something you'd allow to fly.
Okay, we'll do that on the other side. But first, we got to talk about game day men's health. We got to talk about you being better, you feeling better. I feel great, great, okay? And it's in large part because of game day men's health. And, you know, they have – it's difficult with me because I'm on the road – you know, it's hard to get, you know, the test. It's hard to stay on schedule doing all of those things, but game day at Men's Health has made it easy. I'm thinking about getting the pellets, which are time-released. You can do that. You can get the shots. You can go. They'll give you shots to take home if you can't get there. That's what I'm doing right now. Or, you know, just show up and get your shots just like, you know, every week like you should. That's the way you should do it. But if you've got a difficult schedule like I do, well, then, you know what? Game Day Men's Health works with you. They work you with the peptides that'll make you achieve your goals. That's what you want to do. You want to be – I don't know what you're looking to do. Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to be better sexually? Do you want to be more focused? Do you want to – whatever it is that you're looking for, then you got that at Game Day Men's Health. So you got 11 locations throughout the city. You got a free evaluation when you show up. You got labs in every facility, which is awesome. So you get your numbers right away. And there's no downside to Game Day Men's Health. I love it. I've been doing testosterone for a long time, and this is the best place I've done it. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Tell me you heard it right here. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You've got a Del's got a question for us. If you've got a question or you got comments, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. What was your question for us, Del?
Where do we stand? Because Lance mentioned bedazzling. And it's typically, particularly when it comes to jerseys or T-shirts for sports teams, it's typically a woman's going to do it. And, look, I got things I don't like. If a person I was with was a bedazzler, I think I'm immediately out. If I didn't know that about them beforehand and then I found out, I think I'm done. Lance, I think, agrees.
Mm-hmm.
John, where do you stand? You don't care, probably. But
no, but I don't know any. I mean, my wife doesn't bedazzle. It's just not. That's not.
But it. I don't. Lance had a whole.
I know who bedazzle. I've got
it
in my head.
He has a whole profile of what a bedazzler
is. Because Texan Karen, who I came up with that character a few years ago, in my head, I already know who it is. Like, she drinks a lot of white wine, sometimes rosés, frosés. She goes hard in the paint. It's fun for maybe the first drink and a half, and then it becomes not as fun. And sometimes might do stuff in a truck, in an extended bed truck, coming back from a Texans game, if things have gone a certain way. But it's also like she could throw up, too. Yeah. I don't want to tell you all of the stuff I told Del, but I know exactly who he's talking about. And she's probably a glue gun, the hot glue, you know, putting her own bedazzling on it.
Is she bedazzles?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but she's there's a whole thing that comes with it, though.
I don't care. I mean, the Astros wives were bedazzling, right? They were making jackets for each other and for their men.
Married to that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's not my jam.
That bothers you, Del, for some reason?
Yeah.
You get to pick and choose what things bother you and who you like. If I wind up with someone and they turn out to be a bedazzler, it's not a positive.
Yeah, there's no way for you to know either. Actually,
if it's in her
closet, I guess some bedazzling.
But
well, I mean, it's not like she's just finding bedazzling.
It's not a new thing.
Like, but that's a mindset, though. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he thinks it's a whole profile.
I think it's a whole profile. Yeah, I already know what she looks like. I know she spent too much time in the sun without sunscreen on when she was younger. I got a whole thing. I know what it looks like.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
What if she's fine and she's great,
too much
great
trouble.
Person, and she just likes to put...
Those things don't exist.
Bedazzle.
Those three don't exist.
He doesn't think they come together.
Fine, great person, bedazzling, not the three that come together.
Really?
It's like that circle. It's like that triangle. Have you ever seen that triangle? In the pub who says... No. Who says what? He's crazy, hot, and something else. And he said you can have two of them. You can never have all. Like, oh, well, I have to look at it. No, it's not crazy and hot. It's something
I don't know.
Else.
Astros wives were doing it, and I there
yeah,
was some
probably a lot of
women.
I didn't say they weren't good looking.
Yeah,
probably a
but
lot of stuff I don't want to be with.
People too, because they bedazzle. It's,
sorry, John.
Some people aren't for
help.
Others.
Yeah,
that's just what we're saying.
That's not my. You can bedazzle. You can be with one if you want. I'm not. That's just not my jam. I know what comes with it, and I don't.
Who's
want,
that pitcher you love?
I don't want that.
That you were yelling about in Boston, and the wives heard you. There was a pitcher for the Astros you were in love with, like a mid pitcher that you love. Who was that again?
Oh, God, and I was by his wife.
Yeah,
and,
in Boston for the playoffs, was it, or
yeah,
something?
Yeah. I said, oh, I've got a man crush on your husband or something.
And she was like, oh, cool, thanks. Whoever that was. I don't know if she was a bedazzler, but, you know, I'm sure that pitcher and her, they're great together. Lance is just saying, she's not for him.
I hope they have a long, fruitful marriage and all that stuff. It's not my jam. If that's your personality, I'm probably just, I already know that personality. Like I said, it's a Texan Karen. That's just not going to be my thing. I'm never going to wear that little vest jacket for you and have a styrofoam cup of heavy alcohol at the Little League game wearing my little vest jacket and going to, you know, Second Baptist. It's just probably not going to be me. Mm-hmm. But I wish you the best in finding that. You know, that's fine. It's just not.
Doesn't make you a bad person.
It's not a bad person. Yeah, you're not a bad person. Del said, where are you on that? I said, I'm out.
I don't want to judge the content of a person's character.
We're not.
Because they like to put silver
pieces
on their
gemstones. John, you literally send women to jail based on their looks. What are you talking about? You literally, women are guilty if they spin around the wrong way.
People like that.
You actually do want to judge them.
Now John doesn't want to judge
you
people.
You do want to judge them.
I just don't want to. Guys, I want to stop short of judging people with their on their looks and the content of character. Now, judging on the looks is fine.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
I was just making sure.
Yeah, I mean, and then I'm going to do the same. Hey, you like to bedazzle? So what?
Do you think Kate is listening to this, our good friend Kate, and thinking, You know what? John's a good person.
John is a good person.
I think John bedazzles people when they meet him in person. I think whatever happens when he meets them in person, he's a bedazzler.
A human bedazzler.
Yes, John's a human bedazzler, and people are bedazzled and dazzled by him when they meet him. So Kate, I'm sure, loves John. She thinks John's probably pretty great. I don't get it. I've been saying that for years. I don't get it. But people, I have to acknowledge that he bedazzles people all the time.
I don't know what that means, but I don't put things
it
on
means,
their jackets.
It means you throw some shine on yourself that the rest of the regular people who know you don't see. But then you meet other people and you get bedazzled. They're bedazzled by you, and they're like, well, John's great.
They're bedazzled by you. I feel like we stepped into another representation of bedazzling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I bedazzle anyone, but neither here nor there. That's the weirdest. That's bedazzling. I just don't understand you guys. We're
I know exactly
people
what,
by
putting, once again, you're out of this conversation if you're going to say you can't judge people.
You can't.
Yeah, I don't know what
you're
saying.
You're literally
all you do is
the
judge
president
people.
Of the
you
club.
Can't judge people.
Yeah,
like that.
You're president of the club. Now all of a sudden you're clutching.
John,
your
what do you think?
You're clutching your pearls. Well,
John, what do you think of world class?
Oh my goodness,
John. We were just talking about soccer in the previous segment. What do you think of world class athletes and winners who happen to have pink hair?
World class
soccer heroes in our country who happen to have pink hair. Were you able to judge them?
I'm not. Why? Because I'm not a fan of.
Were you able to judge them?
Rappenhoe?
That's the point.
There it is.
That's the point. You find ways to judge people by the outside and what they say, just like we are judging people about bedazzling.
Yeah.
But bedazzling.
Because I'm judging you on the inside.
You can't judge character from the back.
I think you can.
Oh, no.
I think you can. We can't trust you.
You thought USA was going to overcome.
You're bad people. Kate, you're right. I am a good person, and they're bad people.
No, she used to think you were until you said, you can judge people on their looks.
Yeah. No.
Not the way they interact and behave with clothing.
I judge them in the court of law.
If you buy clothing and you're putting hot glue and stuff on it, I just probably don't want to be with you. That's all. That's all we're saying, John. I didn't say you're a bad person. It's just it ain't going to be me.
Not everyone is for everyone.
Yeah,
that's all we're
saying. Dell just asked, where are you? I said, it's not for me.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It's for you. It's for you.
You know?
So for John, it's for John. But we're not into the – two of the three are not into the bedazzling.
And you know what? I'll be the same for me with tats. Women with tats.
There it is. You got your thing. There it is.
Now you're judging.
Me?
Not on the content of their character, but on the color of their pigmentation of their skin on the tattoo.
Me? I welcome an arm sleeve, honestly. I don't mind it. I grew up.
I'm less so.
You got Haley Williams as your example. You like a Haley Williams.
Wait, does she have a sleeve?
She's got tattoos all over her legs.
I had to figure that was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in music.
Yeah.
And anyone under the age of 30 is getting tattoos.
She's
over 30.
Yeah, but to your point, yes.
She got them when she was in her 20s.
I don't mind a tattoo, and you do. So we all have our things. That's
we
all.
We all have our thing. Yeah. Okay. If you're out, I'm bedazzling. Okay, I guess. Okay.
Oh, yeah. 100%. There's a lot of us, by the way.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not trying to marry a Cinco Ranch woman. That's me.
Why'd you, now you put a location
on
it.
I just put a little, like, it's in my head what it is, and it's like, why are we going here? You said we're going to Clay's house. Like, oh, no. She's all liquored up and wants to go to Clay's.
We got a break.
Whole storyline in my head, don't worry. And it feels too much.
You got a whole thing. You got a whole bit on that. Mm-hmm. A whole bit on Karen, Texans Karen.
I know.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. I got to talk right now about my peeps over at GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com, already the best place to sell your car. It's even better. The GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to the website, GiveMeTheVIN.com. So you sell them your car, right? And now you got a chance, on top of that, whatever they give you for your car, which is more than everybody else will give you, now you got a chance at getting a piece of the $25,000. You got a good chance because you got 1,000 chances in the hopper. How about that? So, I mean, how cool is that? Why? I don't know why they're doing this, why John Clay Wolf just gives away money, but that's what he does. It's crazy. He's been doing this for months now. He wants to buy your car. It doesn't matter what that car is. Say you don't have to deal with dealerships and private sale tire kickers. Get a true buy-your-car offer, and he puts the car right on the money in just minutes. Hassle-free online option to buy your car. Look, GiveMeTheVIN.com is the best place to sell your car, and now it's even better with the big cash giveaway. So if you're going to sell your car, there's one place you have to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, the NFL, this is the NFL website, they put out the league's best position groups. All right, the 25 best position groups in the NFL. The number one position group in the NFL, the Eagles offensive line. Pretty damn good. I mean, we've seen, what they've done. Super Bowl champs, deservedly so. They can run the ball. They can protect Jalen. I mean, they do it all. They've got probably, I think Lane Johnson's probably the best left tackle in the game right now. I mean, the numbers show how good that dude is. So,
well, Lane, did you say left tackle or right tackle?
Yeah, right tackle.
Yeah, right tackle. Yeah.
Right tackle. And they're just that's just a great, great group. Number two, Tampa Bay's wide receivers. The addition of Amika Igbuka with Evans and Godwin, they think that's the second best. The Bengals wide receiver group is the third best. Steelers defensive line next. Detroit Lions running backs. That room, how good is that? Pretty damn good.
Real good. A lot of people think that's the best from a physicality standpoint.
Yeah. What's the Texans' best group?
Currently?
Only one group shows up on this list of top 25 positions.
Like which players together?
No, what position group?
From the offensive line? I don't understand. You're saying which position group from offensive lines?
No. What? I mean, did you
hold on? You're talking. Maybe I didn't hear exactly what you were saying at the beginning.
It's the best position groups in the NFL.
In the top 25, well, obviously running back. I don't understand what your thing is. No, what are you saying?
The best position group in the NFL is the Eagles offensive line. The next is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receivers. The next is Cincinnati's wide receivers, then the Steelers' defensive line, the best position groups.
Oh, the position group of all the position groups, and they're all stacked together. Is that what you're saying?
Dal, do you understand this what we're doing here or no?
I just said it out loud. Every position group is in consideration, and they're all stacked up against each other for every team, right?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
Then next is the Detroit
Lions.
This is
the most convoluted-ass list I've – this is the most summary list I've ever heard. Let's take every position list for every team
right.
and stack them. What in the hell, holy hell of summer
well, what is
are we
the
doing?
Best position group for
the
Houston
Texans? Probably running back. Joe Mixon – no, defensive backs.
But defensive
is that
ends?
Specific? If it's
that's
specific
– bing, 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 bing.
Not cornerback.
The defensive ends.
So cornerbacks can't make a top 25 for the Texans.
Yeah, not well. They didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's top 25 total
across the league.
Yeah,
right. And they're not a top 25 position.
Okay. I would think the corners are that their corners and maybe even their whole secondary would be second best.
Well, but they're not doing whole secondary. They're only doing.
Yeah, they are. They did the Broncos secondary.
Okay, well then they screwed the Texans.
Well,
I don't know. Top 25 out of
yeah, I wouldn't put the
teams.
Texans defensive line there because you know their defensive ends though are those bookends are probably that's the best pair of
okay.
Defensive
so what
ends,
do you do with what do you do with
maybe
Buffalo's,
in the league?
What do you do with Buffalo's quarterbacks?
The quarterback room.
Obviously, it's Josh right. Allen, but I don't even know who the backup is over there.
They don't have any quarterbacks.
Probably for that reason.
So are any
because it's just one guy.
Okay, so there's no quarterback. There's right. no quarterback teams. Okay.
Right.
This is such a weird thing. I've never heard of this type of stacking before in my life.
Oh, I don't think it's that difficult.
I think I've seen it before in past years.
But you can't have quarterbacks in here. How weird is this?
Well, I just think it speaks to the huge drop off, and it's not fair. Why are we judging quarterbacks by the room when it's just about the starter anyway?
Guy, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
no
you
one
eliminate
really,
that position.
Yeah, no one really cares how good the backup is most of the time.
No, but and they've got the Texans defensive ends as ninth best.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds right.
I think that they do. I think the corners are under. I think the defensive backfield is really underrated.
Is it true? Somebody who sent me this. Oh, Mick Maynard, big Texans fan, who's a UFC matchmaker who lives in town, sent me. It just said rumors. This can't be true. And they had T.J. Watt with a Texans logo. That's not. There's nothing to that, right? Like,
what?
Where would he play?
What?
That can't
no.
be right, right?
I mean,
I haven't
no.
seen it anywhere.
I haven't either. It was just a logo
well, just,
that had T.J. Watt
the
and Texans, but there's no way.
It's just the JJ connection, I guess. There's no chance that the Texans get TJ Watt.
No, because it doesn't make any sense.
No. No. Yeah.
Wouldn't you just have to give him a new deal immediately?
Yes. Yeah.
With Will Anderson coming up?
Yeah. There's no chance.
Zero,
that couldn't
zero
possibly chance. Happen.
I mean, boy, you wanted to talk about a position, strengthening a position of strength, but.
Well, who's not playing every down? Like, is Danielle Hunter the one who
yeah,
doesn't
Danielle
play
Hunter
every down?
Doesn't play on rundowns. And
yeah.
then you bring him in, and I guess he has to rush from.
Why are we entertaining this fantasy?
Yeah, no, because he would have to then rush from a three technique unless you have Will Anderson down there, and they're not doing that. So,
no,
yeah, that has no chance of happening. It's just a.
By the way, there's money involved.
That he made.
Lots
yeah.
of money.
Yeah.
Tons of money, and you got tons of money coming up for Will Anderson. So.
And what are you giving up for him? I mean. Canty made a pretty good point. He was talking about, I don't know, some. I mean, if you've got young defensive ends, why would you go after T.J. Watt? And you talk about you're paying for what he's done with the Steelers, and you know, go. I mean, he's going to be great. He's going to be great, but you got to start out at top dollar in the league for a guy, as opposed to you know, growing your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, one of the on this list, the Giants' defensive line. Holy crap! You add Abdul Carter to Thibodeau and Brian Burns. That's formidable.
Dexter Lawrence is someplace else now, right? Is Lawrence still a Giant, or did
no,
he go?
No, Lawrence someplace? Is no, Lawrence is still a Giant, right?
Okay, then that. Speaks to their strength.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence still
a
Giant.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like 27 years old. Man.
Dexter Lawrence?
Yeah. This dude is still right in his prime.
Yeah, whoever. The Rams, well, to your point earlier, Lance, or before, the Rams defensive line is also on this. How about starting that?
Yeah, what's crazy is you have start. I mean, and that's after the most dominant interior defensive lineman we've seen in the last 20-plus years is out of the league.
Left.
And that's after he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Donald isn't there, and they're on the list. But it does speak to their draft. Their draft has been incredible. Les Snead has – he and McVay have done an insane job.
Yeah, that's about – how long ago was that now? 6 years ago? When did he say that? F them picks.
Well, when they won their title. So it's only like
four or five years ago. It's changed now. They've had to switch it up.
Yeah, but they're doing it all. They're doing it mostly with a lot of third and fourth round picks. Like, it's been insane how good they've been in the middle rounds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got Fisk in the second, right? Kobe Turner, Jared Verse,
Jared Verse the first, but. But he wasn't the first defensive lineman. He wasn't the first pass rusher taken. As a matter of fact, I think he was the third one taken, as a matter of fact.
Is that a way we want to start this season? Is there any way we can petition the league to give us a better, an easier defensive line?
Byron Young was a third rounder. Kobe Turner, third rounder. Let's see. Davis Allen, tight end. Puka Nacua, fifth rounder. You've got, and that's in one draft. The draft after that, Kobe Durant, who's a good corner for them, was a fourth rounder. Kyren Williams, fifth rounder. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
With how good these picks are? This is. I mean, these are high-impact players, too. There's some other good players. I can tell you about some other good players in here, but already, you know, there's been such a turnover. But Kyren Williams, Kobe Durant, these are day three picks. Puka Nacua, all day three picks. And I won't go all the way back to Cooper Kupp, but he was a day three pick.
John, as far as your petition, on what grounds? Like quarterback hardship? You want to start with a different defensive line, offensive line hardship?
If you went into a court of law and said, listen, CJ's life is at stake here.
Mm.
Okay?
We cannot have that.
Well, honestly.
No, I mean, that's what you're going to have to – they have to step up and do something. The league does.
Yeah, the league does have to step in on this.
Should the Texans –
I mean, they stepped in on – the NBA stepped in on the Chris Paul trade. Don't you think they should step in on this and save CJ's life?
Yes, 100%.
So you don't want simply don't want them to face the Rams in week one. You want the Texans offensive line to coalesce. How about this? You can't change the schedule around, but the Texans are allowed a six offensive lineman or 12 players on the field. But it has to be a six now, offensive lineman to block the Rams.
Well, I mean, in golf we have handicaps that even things out. Mm-hmm. That the Texans should get one extra offensive lineman on the field.
But not one of their own, because that's not going to help.
There should be an
all-time offensive lineman that they're able to grab and use for this game.
But they'll be playing for other teams on that day, unless you get somebody playing on Monday night.
No, you have one offensive lineman set up as an all-time offensive lineman. He plays every week.
Okay.
And the Texans, because of how bad they were, get him in week one. Like, only 17 weeks he can be used. And for this week, the Texans, because of how bad they are and the challenge, they get to use him.
Well, the Texans would actually need him every week.
Well, you can't have him every week.
Well,
I mean, you just can't have, because he's got
to
help
to save CJ's life or not.
Because he's got to help the Bengals in week two. So you can't have him every week.
Oh, well, the Joe Burrow's life is at stake, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get it. No, but we care more about CJ's life.
Understood,
than Joe
but you're facing the Rams and your offensive line hasn't played a real game together at that point. And a lot of them are going to be in different spots or just new altogether.
That Cam Robinson's going to be out there with Jared
on the road in a hostile. It's not that hostile. It's L.A., but.
Oh, my God. It just doesn't feel great to me. Mm-mm. Just doesn't feel great.
It's because it's not.
Time to talk about, you know what does feel great? And when you go over to East River 9 and you tee it up. And what's cool about East River 9, I mean, a lot of people, I can't play golf. It's 4 hours. I can't do that. It's about an hour and a half to run around East River 9. You need about three or four or five clubs, right? That's all you need. It's easy. It's fun. You got the bar right there. You have your cocktails. You walk the course. It's great. It's fun. It just really is. It's really, really neat. And you can play at night. So you can actually work during the day and then go there at night. You're a pickleball fan. You can play that as well. You just want to You want to hit balls? They got a driving range there. You could just do that. Okay. You want to have dinner? You want to have drinks? You want to watch your sporting events? You got all that. You want a corporate membership? They've got that. Okay. So that you can take your clients there, or you can team build there with your people. They got it all. East River Nine. I think it's the prettiest view of our city. It's awesome. 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 I'm a big fan. You will be too. Music. Oh, the governor is going to speak there. The governor is going to East River Nine. Okay. I believe it's the 13th. He's going to go and make some major announcement at East River Nine. Okay. That's how cool East River Nine is. You're looking for a great place to get your golf and drink and food and pickleball and everything else on. East River 9, the number 9, eastriver9.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.